December 12, victory over death. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. 1 Corinthians 15:54. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them, and saith unto them, peace be unto you. Luke 24:36. Here we have before us the precious evidence that Christ is a living Savior. A little while before, he was enclosed in Joseph's new tomb, but he had burst the bands of death and walked forth a triumphant conqueror. The angel of God said, he is risen, wonderful testimony, the hope of the world. Christ had risen, and their Savior was a risen Savior. Christ had obtained the victory, and although man had fallen and was condemned to death, yet he could live again. Those who sleep in Jesus will be called from their prison house to a glorious immortality. He has risen, dear friends, and in your despondency you may know that Jesus is by your side to give you peace. I know what I am talking about. I have seen the time when I thought the waves were going over my head. In that time I felt my Savior precious to me. When my eldest son was taken from me, I felt my grief was very great. But Jesus came to my side, and I felt his peace in my soul. The cup of consolation was placed to my lips. And then he who had stood by my side for 36 years was taken. We had labored together side by side in the ministry, but we had to fold the hands of the warrior and lay him down to rest in the silent grave. Again, my grief seemed very great, but after all came the cup of consolation. Jesus is precious to me. He walked by my side, and he will walk by your side. When our friends go into the grave, they are beautiful to us. It may be our father or mother that we lay away. When they come forth, those wrinkles are all gone, but the figure is there, and we know them. We want to be prepared to meet these dear friends as they come forth in the resurrection morning. Shall we lay hold upon the hope set before us in the gospel that we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.